that Rabbonin Sav, Rabbonin Shita is Hatzitz Meratz Alachilus. Yes, the tzitz helps. The tzitz helps just like it helps for a tumor of dam that's Oila Gavya Mizbeach. Who did it help for Achilus, for this lechem that's supposed to be eaten? And again, like we said, not that you're allowed to eat it, but our koponim is called the Zrika, that at least now the Isurim of Kodshim go off it, and only has Nisa Tumma, and therefore the other lechem is Mutav Achila. But Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda does know, Ein hat tzitz meratz al achilus, that the mice of the tzitz does not help for this lechem upon him, since the chalas have a din achilu on it, so that the tzitz can't help you. So now that one chala was tamei before the Zrika, the Zrika does not help on that lechem, therefore he holds the klal of Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. Therefore, since the tzitz is not maratza on that Zrika, therefore, for the achila, therefore you can't eat either one of the lechems. So this Gemara says back, Omale Rav Huna, Bereid the Rav Nosson the Rav Popom. So Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Nosson, says back to Rav Popom, Vo Oilin, Tiatzitz Maratza al Oilin, O Pligi. You see here there's a machlekes even on things that are oila gabi hamizbeach. And everybody holds the tzitz as maratza. And still it's a machlekes over here. Where the Tanya read like this. Nitmo echod min habzichim. Let's say by the lechem upon him by Shabbos, the two bezichim, the two cups of levoina on top of the shulchan, you're supposed to burn them. And that's what's matto, the lechem upon him by achila. So what's going to be if they became tomei, one of them became tomei? Nitmo echod min habzichim. So again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shneiem Iyasu B'Tumah. The Shnei Bezichim now, so you let it bring both of them, even though that's Tomei. In other words, Rashi says it means you let it have one touch the other, even though only one is Tomei. But Lamaisa, you let it have the other one also become Tomei, and still you could burn it because since it's a Korban Tziva here, by Korban Tziva we say that a Korban Tziva is Deicha Tumah. Now the Chomer and the Chomer say no, Ha Tomei B'Tumosai. The Chum say no, the one Bezir that's Tomei and Echnami, that one's still you're allowed to burn even though it's Tomei because it's a Korban Tzibur. But the other one that's Torah, well, you have to be Noi B'Tayro, and you're not allowed to be Metamarit. But here, what's the Sforn of Yehuda? Yehuda says, no, you're allowed to be Metamarit. Mashma, why? Because the old Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. Even though here, it's an Oila. Even though here, for sure, the Bezichin that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, there's a Sforn that it sits his Maratzit. And still, Rabbi Yehuda says that you let both of them become Tomei. So here you see, it's a new Svara in Rabbi Yehuda. It has nothing to do with the Tzitz being Maratza. It's a new Svara of Ein Korban Tzibur Cholok. The Yoid, another question is, that Omer of Ashavashi says, that Toshima come in here. Rabbi Yehuda says, Negei Tilchus Korban Pesach, that if on Yud Dalid Benisin, Afilu Shevet Echa Tomei, even if only one whole Shevet became Tomei of Klal Yisrael, see, old the lochra that a shevet echod is called a kahal. So meila, that shevet for sure has the right to bring the korban pesach, even though the tamei. And therefore, you hold for chol hashvatim, toirim yasu betuma. All the other shvatim also, if anybody is tamei, still is allowed to bring the korban pesach. Why? Lefi shein karbonis tziba cholok, because you can't divide up a korban tziba. Since lemaisa, there's one shevet, there's one tziba. That all of them are Tomei, so they have a heta to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tumah, so therefore the din of that year is every single Yisrael. Whoever is Tomei, still, even though he's only a Yochid in his Shevet, he has the right to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tumah. About if you're Tor, remain Tor. Just if you're Tomei, though, usually you have to be Nidcha to Pesach Sheni. Here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon. And the Chum about to argue over there. Now the question is, walk over here, Mayatit Maratza. Like, what does it have to do over here that sits be maratza? Here it's a new halacha by Korban Pesach, that one shevet is allowed to bring the korban. What's the matter, the rest of the shvatim, yichidim, to bring the korban? Another question upon Reb Leza. Another question is, Amar Ravina says, that Toshma come here, nitmas achas min hachalos, by the shtei halechem on shruis, if one of them becomes tomei. Or yachas min hasdorim, or else if one of the storim by every Shabbos by the lechem upon him, if one of the rows become tomei, so it says Rabbi Yehuda says shnehem yotz lebeis hasreifom. Yehuda holds you have to burn all the lechems, and it says the reason is lefi shein korban tziba cholok, because you can't divide up a korban tziba in half. They say half is kosher and half is pasul. You can't give two divim to a korban tziba. So the chacham say ha'tomei b'tumosai v'ha'tori yoichal, no, the lechem that's tomei you have to burn, but the other lechem that's tori you're allowed to eat. Now the question is, v'yim isa, if you want to tell me the way you, Reb Lezer, learn, that the way Reb Papa says, Mitzvah Reb Papa, that says the machloikis says that the tits is maratz al achilas or not, if that's the machloikis, if so, v'yim isa, lefi shein atitz maratz al achilas miboylei. That's what Reb Yudi should have said. He should have said his svari is, because the tzitz is not maratzah on achilas. So it's mashma clearly for the Mishnah, not like Reb Papa. Tzitz Gemara says rather, Elo Amar Reb Yechanan, that Liman Oracle Bepivsh Reb Yehuda. There was a clear learning that we received from Reb Yehuda himself, from the mouth of Reb Yehuda, and he says his svari is, Shein Korban Tziba Cholok. That's the svara of Reb Yehuda. That you have a Korban Tziba, the Lechem Aponim, Shtei Lechem. If one of them becomes Tomei, that's it. The din of the whole Mincha is that it's Tomei. Who would then by Korban Pesach also? Once there's Alocha, that one Shevet has the right to bring the Korban Tzibur of a Korban Pesach. They have a right to bring it to Tumah. Who would then it's Chalehet upon the whole Klal Yisrael. A Korban Pesach also has Alocha like a Korban Tzibur. That's his Svar of Ein Korban Tzibur Cholik. Why? Mashma, that's a Kabbalah. And Rashi says the Mishnah that's a Kabbalah sheshonim rabbeisov shein korban tzibur cholik. It doesn't say a svara that's the Kabbalah of Yudah from his Rebbe that by korban tzibur it's not cholik. Now the Mishnah says ha toido nifageles es alechem, that the shas teshchita of the korban toido, if you have a mind to eat the lechem tomorrow, so you could be mefagel the lechem, or else even if you have a mind to eat from the basar of the Korban Toidah tomorrow. Also, since it's Chal Pigel upon the Korban Toidah, it's also Chal Pigel upon the Lechem that comes with the Korban Toidah. But for HaLechem, Eina Mefagel Es HaToidah. Let's say you only have in mind to eat the Lechem tomorrow, then only the Lechem becomes Pigel, but not the Bosa, not the Korban itself. Ketzad, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Shofed Es HaToidah, B'Shafta made the Shchitu, or one of the Dalet Avoidis of the Korban Toidah, he had in mind Lecho Mimeno Lemochor, teeth from the Bosa, from the Korban itself tomorrow. Then the Lochor is He V'Alechem Mefagolim. Both the Korban itself is Chal Nisipigol, and upon the Lechem also. But what about if you only had in mind B'Shas Dalar Avoidis? Lecho Menalechem Lemochor, he only had in mind teeth from the Lechem tomorrow. Then the Lochor is Alechem Mefagol, V'Yatoiden Mefagelis. It's only the Lechem that becomes Pigol, and not the Korban itself. The Korban does not become Pigol. Then the same type of Alokhar is HaKvosim Mefaglim Es Alechem. Let's say B'Shas, you bring the Shtei Kvosim on Shavuos. So if you have in mind B'Shas Teshchit teeth from the Korban itself tomorrow, so it's Chaladin Pigol upon the Korban, who Adin is also Chal Pigol upon the Lechem. But V'Halechem Eina Mefagl Es HaKvosim. But if you only have in mind to eat the lechem tomorrow, that does not make the kvosim pigel. And the Mishnah explains, Ketzad, what's the case? That ha-shechet es ha-kvosim. Lechem mehem lamochor, if ishas teshchit to saw the dalar avoidis in the kvosim. You have in mind to eat from the basar of the korban itself tomorrow, you have machshavas pigel in the basar, is heim v'alechem of a golem. Both the korban and the shteh lechem that comes with it is also pigel. But the opposite way, if you only have in mind B'Shas Teshchita or the Dalar Avoidis, Lechol Es HaLechem L'mochor, you only have in mind to eat from the Shtei Lechem tomorrow, but you did not think about eating from the Korban itself tomorrow, then the Lechol is HaLechem Mefugl, true it's Chal Adin, Pigl upon the Lechem, because the Teshchita is the Matir to be able to eat the Dalar Avoidis of the Korban of the Kvosim, or the Matirim to be able to eat the Shtei Lechem. Therefore, B'Shas the Matirim, you could have a Machshavah to eat from the Shtei Lechem tomorrow, it's like a Chal Pigol in the Lechem, but the Akvosim made him a Fagolim. The Akvosim, the animals themselves, the meat of the Korban, does not become like bottle to the Lechem. And we'll soon see in the Gemara why, that the Lechem becomes bottle to the Basar, but the Basar of the Korban does not become bottle to the Tafel to the Lechem. Now the Gemara explains, in my time, what's the reason? Rashi said that Atoidim Mefageles Es Alechem, but V'yein Alechem Mefageles Es Atoidim, what's the reason? Elaim, if you want to tell me Mishum to Rav Kana, because Rav Kana Svarom, that the Yomer Rav Kana says, Minay in Alach Me Toida. How do we know that the Lechem that's brought with the Toida? Shenikru Toida, that the Lechem itself is also called the Korban Toida. Shenemakos, the Pasuk says, Vehikriv al zevach ha-toidom, chalois, samashma the chalas ha-kul toido. That's why if you mafago the korban toido itself, the chalas are also included, also become pigul. For the mori hochiv, so, if chanami, should be the opposite way around also. So if you have a machshava to make pigul just in the lechem, so then since that's called the toid, it should also be called chal pigul in the korban itself. So Gemara says, holakash, that's not a question. I'll tell you that lechem ikri toido, true, the lechem is called the toido, but toido le ikri lechem, the korban itself is not called lechem. Therefore, when you mafagel, you have in mind to eat the lechem tomorrow, so it's only chal pigul upon the lechem, not upon the toido. The toid is not called lechem. So, l'chura, this could be pshat by toido. The Gemara asks, Eloho diktoni, that's what the Mishnah says, that ha'kvosim mefaglin es ha'lechem, bos bi'alechem, ein mefaglin es ha'kvosim. By shuas par shnei kvosim, if you have in mind pigul on the bosor, it's chal pigul upon the shtei lechem. But if you only have in mind pigul on the shtei lechem, it's only chal on the lechem and not on the bosor. So l'chura, the question is, lechem hechi ashkechon tikri kvosim. Why is it true? Why, if you have machsheves pigul on the kvosim, is it also chal pigul upon the lechem? The lechem is not called kvosim, so that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. It can't be. That's not the reason. Because of Rav Kana, so where it says rather Ela Haynu Taima. This is the reason of the Mishnah. The pshat is that lechem glal toido, that the lechem is coming like a tuffle to the korban toido. So therefore, whatever happens to the korban toido also applies to the lechem. But the opposite way, no, v'yein toid glal the lechem. The toid is not like a tofel to the lechem. To say that since the lechem becomes pigul, the toid also, no, the ikka does not become because of the tofel. And the same thing by the shnei kvosim. Lechem glal the kvosim. We bring the shnei lechem because of the shnei kvosim, they're the ikka. So therefore, if it's chal pigul upon the ikka, upon the kvosim, it's also chal pigul upon the lechem. But v'yein kvosim glal the lechem. But the kvostim is not like a tofel to the lechem. The lechem is not the ikur. So therefore, when it's chal pigul upon the lechem, that's it. It does not go back onto the kvostim. And the Gemara says, now it's richit. Like the Mishnah has to tell us the chiddush in both cases. Because the ashmin and toid, if the Mishnah would have just told the chiddush by toido, I would have thought to say, hosem hu, techi mefagul belechem, le mefagul toido. That by the korban toid, that when you only have a mind to eat the lechem tomorrow, I understand why the psul pigul is not chal upon the toidom, mishum loy huskuk, zel is zeb bitanufa. Because the chilul, you don't have to pick up both together. When you pick up the korban toid, you do not have to pick up the lechem with it also. So therefore, when you make the pigul on the lechem, it does not go back onto the basa. Avul kvosim, but by the shnei kvosim on shvus. That you have to pick them up both together, the boser and the shtei lechem together. So I would have thought to say it's like one big korban. And therefore, let's say, that when you make pigul upon the shtei lechem, maybe the psul pigul comes back to the kvosim also. It's tericha. That's the chiddush. Even by the kvosim, even though the mitzvah is tenufa to pick them up, it's picked up together both the kvosim and the shtei lechem. But I'll call upon him, the ikar is the kvosim and not the lechem. Therefore, when the pigul is chal upon the tuffle, it only stays on the lechem and does not go back to the kvosim. The other Gemara says, Boy, mine Reb Lezer me Rav. Reb Lezer asked the shaila from Rav, what's going to be? Ha shoichet es ha toido. Lechol kizayis mimenu. Umilach moilomochor is mal lefkulei. Is a chal pigul or not? So what happened here? B'shas the shechita of the korban toido, you had in mind to eat the kezayis from both, meaning a chatzi kezayis of the boser of the korban tobin of the korban atoido, and a chatzi kezayis of the lechem. So shal is a chal pigul or not? So mal lefkulei. So Gemara says like this: toido lo mi boyli, that the korban that a pigul of the boser, you also had in mind to eat the chatzi. But that, the machshav on the lechem, does not help to come back onto the korban. So pshit to the korban is not pigul. But this, hashta kuloi milachma. Like maduch in the case, we had a mind to eat the whole lechem tomorrow. Still, le mefaglo, that the toida does not become pigul, like it says in the Mishnah. If you only have a mind, b'shar shchitas atoida, teat from the lechem tomorrow, son of the lechem becomes pigle. Not the korban, even when you had in mind teat all the lechem tomorrow. If so, mi menu mi lachma mi boi. If you did not even have a mind to the kezayis, worth of the lechem tomorrow. It was only a chatzi kezayis. The other chatzi kezayis was mimeno from the korban atomid, for korban atoida. So pshita mi boi, like pshita, it's not chal pigle. So pshita in the korban atoida itself is not chal pigle, because of monashoch. For its own machshava was only a chatzi kezayis, and the machshava of chatzi kezayis of the lechem does not help to come back onto the korban atoida. But kika mi boiler, where is my shiloh, liyevgulei lechem? The question is though, does the lechem become pigle or not? In other words, even though on the lechem you only thought tidechatzi kezayis, but since you also thought tidechatzi kezayis of the basar, maybe that machshav is mitztarif to make at least a lechem pigle. Is mi mitztarif for toido, liyevgulei lechem, oiloi, is this machshav of the chatzi kezayis of the toido enough to make the lechem pigle or not? That was a shayla. Omalais, he answered back to him and said, "Af bezu, even in this case, halechem mefugov yatoydeinu mefugelis." Yes, that lemaisa the machshava, teat the chatzi kezayis from the bosa tomorrow, and the chatzi kezayis of the lechem, both machshavas are mitzaref hakoponim for the lechem. That hakoponim on the lechem, it's chalam psul pigle, because both machshavas help for the lechem. The lechem for the lechem shita, and even the machshava in the toyd also helps. Because when you make real pigle upon the toida, it's chal pigle upon the lechem also. So the machshava helps for the lechem. So more the question though, v'yamai, why? Lema, why don't I say over here kal v'chayma? Why don't I say kal v'chayma that should not be chal? It should not be chal the psul pigle on the lechem. Ma toida, have a fagel. Usually when you have pigle in the korban ha-toida, that makes pigle in the lechem. But over here, ein mispagel, that in the bosser itself, in the korban toid itself, is not chal pigle over here, because you only have a machshava tida chatzi kezayis of the meat. If so, habol lefagel for loy pigle. Here, when you had a machshava tida chatzi kezayis of the korban tomorrow, it does not make the korban pigle. If so, ein adin isn't as far to say shlo yispagel. That's for sure. This machshava should not help you mitzaref to make the lechem tigle. It's madduch that this machshava does not help for itself. This chatzi zayis to eat from the korban toid itself does not make the toida into pigle. So for sure, this machshava should not help to make the lechem into pigle. So it should not be mitzaref. So Gemara says, "O mi armina kal v'chayma ki agavda." Do I say such a kal v'chayma? For a time, you would learn like this. Ma'isa b'yechad happened in a case with one person. Shezo.